I had a teacher, a male teacher, tell me a while back, he teaches at one of the schools in L.A. And one day, one of the boys, 10 years old, I think, got up and went to the bathroom. And he noticed that the boy was gone for a while. So he went to see what was up. You know how bad these schools are, right? Public schools in L.A. And when he went in there, the boy was in a stall with another boy at 10 years old. Both of them were 10 years old, and they were giving each other oral sex. 10 years old in the schools. And so the teacher reported it to the principal. And she said, oh, child, don't worry about it. These kids are so bad. We know that. It ain't no big thing. Isn't that amazing? And he said that the boys were not even shy or afraid of the teacher or anything. They were not ashamed at all. The teacher said, no, 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 you got to come out of there. And they're like, no, wait, we'll be out. And that's a true story. Isn't that an amazing story?
Where is this?
At one of the schools, I can't say.
What the? But I'm not surprised, though, because I know these kids. They're not kids.
10 years old, having oral sex on each other. They were taking turns in the stall.
At school.
At school. And the teacher looked under the stall to see what was going on, and they were doing it. He was stunned. And he's like, you all got to come out. And they're like, no, no, no. And then when they finally came out, they just went to the classroom like it was nothing.
That's insane.
And the principal didn't mind either. She was like, oh, no, child, ain't no thing. We know about this. These kids are so bad. That's how bad it is in the public school system. And for you to send your children to the public school, you're sending them off so that their soul can be killed. Really. Parents who send their children to the public school system today do not love their kids. I've heard horror stories at these schools. And it's primarily because the men are not men in the homes, and now the women have taken over the schools. And women don't have the power. Kids don't care what women think. The power is in the men. If men were still in control, that would not be happening in the schools. We would still have prayer in the schools. We would have the Pledge of Allegiance in the school. We would, all kinds of things would be happening that are good. But no! Anyway, thank you guys. Last night was amazing. I wanted to tell you this one quick story. Then we take some calls. This is from Sports Illustrated. I've not seen this yet. This is brand new to me, too. My producer, Danny, gave it to me this morning. Former NFL, and this is because of pot. Smoking pot. Former NFL Cowboys defensive end David Irvin, according to this report, Irvin, a black man, he black, quits football while smoking weed on Instagram Live. So this idiot, a black man, and he gonna blame it on the white people, watch and see. He quit football for weed. He was a professional player making money. He worked hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. He quit to smoke weed. Instagram, this is from Instagram. Irvin announced he was quitting football on Instagram Live. This happened on Thursday.
Appreciate all my coaches and all the staff and everyone who's helped me out along the way. I made it further than I ever thought I would, you know? So, yeah, I quit, guys.
Amazing. I told you weed messes with your mind. He doesn't realize what he's doing. Wait until the weed wears off. You'd be like, oh, Lord, what have I done? Irvin explains why he smoked pot as a kid.
What made me smoke? I don't know. I guess the same thing that'll make a little kid sip some liquor or, I don't know, do whatever. The same reason an adult would choose to do it, you know? And, man, it felt great.
Amazing. Look at that nappy hair on his head. A man that got no better wearing that kind of hair. That's a woman hairstyle, nappy hairstyle. So what made him do it, my professional opinion, the hatred of his mother, the yearning for his father, and then now the world saying that, okay, you, Democrats are saying you can legally smoke pot because they want to control you. This idiot quit football, making buku money for pot. He goes on to say, Urban says marijuana is all natural.
You know, like I go through a lot of pain. I don't miss games unless it's physically impossible for me to play, just so y'all know. Nothing helps better. And nothing's easier on your body. I mean, it's natural. You haven't found one case of something going wrong with marijuana.
We just ever. Did. He thinks it's all natural. You haven't found one case of it going wrong. You just quit your job, idiot. That's a case of marijuana gone wrong, gone wild. Black man gone wild. And now this Irvin guy quit his job for more joy. Isn't that amazing? While recording himself on Instagram Live, he began to smoke pot and said, it's so much better than that opiate, S. I guess he had opiate before. S is a bad word. Oh, Danny said S is a bad word. Irvin was suspended indefinitely for violating the lead substance abuse policy. He had previously served four game suspension in 2017 and in 2018 for also violating substance abuse policy. I guarantee you they're going to blame it on the white man. They're going to call it racism. Wait, that old white man gave him the pot. Mark my word, because black people don't take responsibility for themselves. They blame it on the white man. You got to blame it on something. You might as well blame it on the rain. You got to blame it on something. It's amazing. T from Alabama. T, get it off your chest, sir.
Yeah, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, T. How are you?
Yeah, your favorite color. I'm fine, man. What's your question, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
You always talk about judging.
About who?
Yeah, you just said judging people.
Oh, okay,
you
go ahead.
Judge. If you judge, you anger. You sit here and judge black people every day on your show, Jesse.
What do you mean, judge them?
You know what I mean by judging, man.
No, what do you mean? You don't have good sense. What do you mean?
No, Jesse, you have not.
What do you mean by?
When you said judge, man.
What do you mean by
judge
them?
All black folks.
I don't say all. You're lying. I say not all, not all, not all, not all, not all, not all, but most.
Jesse, you just said black folks. You ain't said
not all, not all. You hear me say not all, not all, not all, but most.
Jesse, anyway. You judge,
I know, anyway.
You judge
beta!
Okay. Another thing, man. You come up with terms. I want to know, where does the Bible does it say that if you're having sex out of wedlock, you're sinning?
Beta!
What does it say that, Jesse?
Are you having,
that question for
are you, you having sex out of wedlock?
I'm married, Jesse. So let me ask you a question.
Do you think it's okay to, do you think it's okay to have sex out of wedlock?
I think it's a person's choice.
Do you think it's fine to have sex out of wedlock?
I think it's fine, Jesse. I think it's fine.
Because you're black.
Let me ask you a question. Where is
black people don't care about that. You're right about that. Most black people, not all, not all, not all.
Can you answer that question for me?
When God created Adam and then Eve, he married them.
Where does it say in the Bible that having sex out of wedlock is wrong, Jesse? Answer it straight up, Jesse.
It's not. It's in my heart. It's not in the Bible.
Okay, it's in your heart. Some
that's why he. That's why he married them.
Some you sit there and make up.
I'm gonna put T on hold for a minute. He's acting like a female. That's why God married them. Then he let them have sex. All right, but most black people don't care. They gotta defend wrongdoing. So don't be surprised at T, folks. The men think like the women, because normally the men will say, "No, that's wrong, son or daughter." Don't y'all go out there having sex out of wedlock like that. But now black men defend wrongdoing like the women do. So I'm not surprised at T. Go ahead, T.
Yeah, so you can't find that in the Bible.
Anything else, T?
You take stuff.
Anything else?
You take stuff. Jesse, this is what you do, okay? And listen to you, your listeners that sit there and listen to this bull crap that you get on the radio and talk about. You regurgitate stuff that you just make up, then you just throw it up against the wall and say, let me see what fool going to believe what I'm going to say today.
So you don't think that we should speak, you don't think that as men we should be speaking out against having sex out of wedlock?
My point is this.
No, answer that question first. Answer that question. Shouldn't we speak out as men against sex before marriage? Shouldn't we, T?
Should we?
Yeah, should we?
No, yes, we shouldn't. Come and tell you this.
We should. You say no, we should not? See, I didn't hear you, T.
No, we shouldn't. Listen.
Amazing.
No.
Joel, I want to say something to you.
Justin,
hold on, Joel, I want to say. A young black man. He black. Hold
on. This food on the phone.
What?
T, you the real
don't
Uncle Tom, you know that?
Phone,
T, you know you the real Uncle Tom? You know you the real Uncle Tom?
Thank you. Hey, you know that's a compliment, right?
Because you the real sellout to blacks.
Yes. Joel,
because
you
coming out with all this mess
about
it's okay
is,
to have sex out of wedlock. And you the corruption. You one of the corruptions to the black community. It ain't
Joel.
Jesse.
You
the Uncle Tom.
You're a puppet, Joel. You're a puppet.